Another week, another leaked video from the World Economic Forum featuring Klaus Schwab's advisors casually discussing their plans to depopulate the planet. According to these two WEF stooges, all religious groups are opposed to the World Economic Forum because religions want more souls and the WEF wants less on the planet.
So in the session we just attended here at the Economic Forum, I think there was a sense of relief, actually, in your frankness. You brought up some issues that others are reluctant
to bring
up.
That's my trouble. Always. All the religious groups are against me because I'm talking about population. They want more souls. I want less on the planet.
At what point do we stop and say enough? How many times does the World Economic Forum have to declare their sinister intentions before the world stops and listens? Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, Yuval Noah Harari, who has a history of saying the quiet part out loud, recently admitted what many people have long suspected. According to Harari, who is promoting his new book, the big political question of the 21st century is, what do we need so many humans for? And it's not even the first time Yuval Noah Harari has let slip regarding their plans for humanity. He recently declared that the WEF considers the vast majority of the human population to be obsolete, useless, and redundant. According to Harari, so-called common people are right to be fearful of a future in which they will be made redundant. The WEF advisor assessed the widespread anxiety among common people as being rooted in a fear of being left behind in a future run by smart people. Such fears are justified, according to Harari, who spoke on behalf of the elites and confirmed, we just don't need the vast majority of you.
If you go back to the middle of the 20th century, and it doesn't matter if you're in the United States with Roosevelt, or if you're in Germany with Hitler, or if you're in the USSR with Stalin, and you think about building the future, then your building materials are those millions of people who are working hard in the factories, in the farms, the soldiers in the... You need them. You don't have any kind of future without them. And now fast forward to the early 21st century, when we just don't need the vast majority of the population.
Because?
Because the future is about developing more and more sophisticated technology, like, again, artificial intelligence, bioengineering. Most people don't contribute anything to that, except perhaps for their data. And whatever people are still doing, which is useful, these technologies increasingly will make redundant and will make it possible to replace the people.
Harari's comments are deeply disturbing because when they are placed in context with comments by other WEF advisors and affiliates like Bill Gates, it becomes clear that they have disablement and depopulation on their mind. And the UN is working hand in glove with the WEF. Here is Cristiana Figueres letting the cat out of the bag about the plans of the elite.
Isn't it true that stopping the rise in population would be one of the biggest levers in driving the rise in greenhouse gases?
Is that... Well, I mean, we all know we expect 9 billion, right, by 2050. So yes, obviously less people would exert less pressure on the natural resources, and that's...
So is 9 billion a foregone conclusion that's like baked in, done, no way to change that?
Well, there again, there's pressure in the system to go toward that. We can definitely change those, right? We can definitely change those numbers, and we really should make every effort to change the numbers because we are already today, already exceeding the planetary carrying capacity today.
Alan Gregg, an official founder for the Rockefeller Foundation, said the world has cancer and the cancer is man. Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband, said if he could be reincarnated, he would wish to return to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. A nice guy, that Philip. Jacques Cousteau said we need to eliminate 350,000 people a day. Media mogul Ted Turner said we need a 95% decline in population. Okay, Ted, you first. These guys for the New World Order want to reduce the population of the world from its present 7 billion to 500 million.
Hey guys, Zen from Moms Across America here with huge news. We sent off 43 samples from school lunches, moms and dads and students from all across the country, and we tested them for glyphosate, 220 pesticides, 108 different veterinary drugs and hormones, a whole slew of heavy metals and nutrients. And guess what, folks? Our school lunches are toxic. The government is allowing the poisoning of our children at schools. The levels were crazy. 95% of the school lunches were positive for glyphosate. 74% of them were positive for some other type of harmful pesticide. There were like 29 different harmful pesticides in the food. There were high levels of hormones, and the heavy metals were off the charts. 100% of them had high levels of heavy metals, some of them about 6,900 times higher than what the EPA allows in water. So check out the results on momsacrossamerica.org and share it with your friends.
This one Bible verse transformed my mind, and I almost missed the truth it reveals. Once I saw this revelation, my mind was changed. It changed the way I see sin, holiness, and my own mistakes. This increased my desire to live holy and helped me to overcome shame. I'll read it, then explain it. Galatians 5:17. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. Now, this seems simple, so why is this so mind-transforming? Well, it reveals that the Holy Spirit is the one who helps us fight sin. I used to think that the Holy Spirit came closer when I did well, but then distanced himself when I made mistakes. This led to condemnation, which made it harder to get back on track. Yes, sin has consequences, and no, we shouldn't continue in sin. But the truth is that even when we make mistakes, the Holy Spirit stays. He doesn't abandon you. He stays with you to help you fight against sin and become holy. So get up and try again.
Once you see this, you will know the world is trying to feed you one big lie.
We really do believe that the world loves us, and it may sound funny, but where is your hot girl summer when you're pregnant? Where is gangster rap when you're in jail? Where is the casino owners when you blow your life savings on the table, the doors close? The world does not love us. The world desires to strip from us. It will destroy, it will strip everything from you. And yet we miss it, yet we look out into the world, and us in our Christian selves, we look out the window and we say, that's what I want, that's what I desire. I desire to be in the clubs and in the limelight, not understanding that everyone outside of there are yearning for something real. We will run to the world for love, but forfeit the love of a God who loved us where we're at. The Bible says that Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest post from Glenda Lomax. The title is No Good Intention, and this word was posted October 27th, 2022. My children, I have told you about the increase of light and darkness inside each person, but I am taking this to a new level that you who work for me might learn the truth about each person near you. I am beginning to increase the light and darkness inside each of those who claim to be mine exponentially. I will do a quick work, and you will see it manifest now, for good or ill. If they have more light than darkness, they will shine as the sun in this time. If more darkness, you will see evil and wickedness manifest in their words and deeds, and it will be clear. Guard yourselves, my children, as some of those near you are not who they pretend to be, and they have no good intention toward you, as they would have you believe. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
The last thing most people would expect when they go to the gym is to be spooked by something supernatural. However, this video uploaded to Instagram by Paranoid Normal shows that we should all take a good look around us next time we decide to hit the weights. In the video, we see a woman performing an exercise when suddenly something bizarre happens. Take a look. The handle on the chain next to her begins to rise. Startled, the woman leaps to the ground and quickly moves away. If you zoom in on the chain, you can clearly see the handle lifting into the air, almost as though it's being moved by an invisible hand. It hovers mysteriously for a second before dropping suddenly. There doesn't appear to be a string attached either. This is certainly a very strange clip. There's nobody near the chain that could explain its strange movements. This begs the question, what is manipulating the chain? Could it really be a ghost? Whatever the reason, this video will surely remind you to keep an eye out for cheeky poltergeists next time you hit the gym.
Hey everyone, hey my dear eternal brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Anna Kendrick is a famous actress seen here looking a little bright-eyed. Seen here hiding her hand in her coat the way a Freemason would do. She's participated, like most of Hollywood, in a movie about outer space. Aliens come from outer space, right? There's a firmament dome, there's waters above and heavens above and God literally above us. There's no eternal space that's ever expanding. Buzz Aldrin, he went to the moon, right? A light in the sky that God made that you can't land on, but he landed on it. He's a Freemason, and he poses doing the 666 Eye of Horus. This is our world, everyone. God bless you.
Kidney problems, stand. Kidney problems, stand. God loves you. What's your name?
Rhonda. I just honestly believe I've got digestive.
You got them, you probably know it.
The valve doesn't work properly going into my gut. Got diverticulitis in the bowel.
Put your hand on it. That's the power I got on it. Never again. Never again. Never again. Come out. Never again. What do you feel happening?
Just a movement of God's spirit. Irritable bowel and digestive.
Thank you, Lord. Is the power of God going through your healing?
I have a few things that just last 20 years, health issues, but also like...
Do you know what's causing it?
I don't know.
Jesus does. You're free. What did you feel happen?
Oh, just this some kind of strength thing, something knocked out of me.
You had a snake come out of you.
A lady called Sharon having tormenting thoughts permanently and her autistic son, and she's alone.
Someone over here, you got brain problems, you know, problems in your head. Where are you? Quickly, quickly. Someone over here. Yeah, you can come. Anyone else over here? You?
I have brain problems.
Where were you sitting?
Just there.
What's your brain problem?
I don't even know. It hasn't got a word. Mm-hmm. It hasn't got a name.
What are the symptoms?
Pressure. There's something there.
What's wrong with your head?
A huge tumor on my head. And it's draining me.
You have a dad? Come on, Dad. God loves you all. Hold him up a little bit. Hold him up, Michael. What do you feel happening?
Very powerful. The Lord, the Holy Spirit is moving.
Let him down. Don't clap, pray. Don't clap, pray. 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 Father, we believe so we do not doubt. This tumor is benign. Lord, we pray, remove the tumor and restore all brain function. In Jesus' name. This is our prayer of faith. This is what we believe. So you got a disc around here.
Did you know? Yeah, I got a Bosch disc.
Sorry?
I got a Bosch disc in my lower back, middle lower back.
It's power of God healing you. What's the problem?
Stomach problems around the time I came into the kingdom about 3 years ago.
I am Sonia. I'm his friend. He works tirelessly for the Lord. He works tirelessly for the Lord. He is such a good preacher of the word, and he gets online and he prays for people, and he's really faithful.
Amen. Amen.
Take me to your